كل مصدوم دمشقي سقط
الذي يرمل على تهويتها بقوة.
Revolution. 5 minutes past 10. Jackie Wise is an etiquette coach and teacher. She's from a business called Wise Ways, and we've invited her to come in today to talk about what I'm calling false intimacy. Not just the practice of kiss, 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 which everybody does. And no, it's not just a Italian and Greek thing. It's gone right across all parts of Australian culture. People you hardly know, even in a business setting, you see them in the morning and everybody has a little kiss, kiss, kiss. What about man hugs? Where's this come from? Used to be that, you know, you'd maybe hug people who are your immediate family, but now people have man hugs left, right and centre. In fact, sometimes it's almost like, you know, a group of guys get together and there's this ritual of thumping chests against each other and sort of like, what are they, is it antelopes or deer that lock horns or something? I don't know. It's becoming the equivalent of that. And then at another level, at the supermarket, oh, have a nice day. Oh, come on. How many times do you say have a nice day to customers and do you really mean it? No, you don't. It's just something you're being told you have to say and your performance is measured on whether you do it or not. And I must say, I'm not that interested in some of this false intimacy. I don't quite understand where it's come from. Can you explain? And what does it mean? 1300 222 774, 1300 222 774, if you'd like to join in. Jackie Wise can try to explain a bit to us about it all, insofar as any of it's explicable. Jackie?
Yes.
Man hugs? What about man hugs compared to kiss, kiss on the cheek all the time?
Well, any hugging or kissing is fine if you know the person well, if they're a good friend and you're greeting them and it's genuine. And there's nothing wrong with that. And as far as man hugs are concerned, I think it's wonderful. Men are learning to express their feelings compared to the days where boys were brought up that big boys don't cry and one mustn't express feelings. Do you remember the brouhaha there was when Bob Hawke burst into tears in the public? And it was such a performance. And from then...
You mean
it
the first time?
The first time, yeah. And from there, it made it safe for men to express their feelings. Hallelujah.
Yeah. But I hug my father, although he's got used to it. Yeah. He's always a bit stiff and uncomfortable about it. But I will hug with our boys.
Yes, fair enough.
Very much. But the idea that you hug every bloke you bump into
street. That's too much.
But people do it.
It is, yes. And it's become the expectation almost now. And you just wait and see what happens, a bit like shaking hands. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we were very awkward about shaking hands and there was this kind of dodge thing. And when somebody else offers their hand, you shake. And now we are the first and we do it automatically. And it's the same with hugging. It's going to become the norm. But I would prefer to have it reserved to not when the first meeting, to people that I know well who are good friends.
And nothing's worse than when you meet someone, particularly if a male meets a female in a business setting and you prefer your hand and they prefer their cheek. And you kind of fumble That's around right. And then you lean in for a peck on the cheek and they've withdrawn and put their hand out and by the time you're reaching into business...
It becomes
business,
a dance
look, it's just awful.
We should get David Attenborough in to analyse the dance that we get. And also there's this kind of boxing avoidance thing. What do boxers do, you know, when they avoid each other and then... jogging around to, because you get one person giving one cheek and then the other person giving the other cheek. And should I give the third cheek? And we're kind of dancing around like boxers around each other. And that's because different cultural norms, different places in the world.
And as we're increasingly multicultural, so back when Australia, as you said before, was predominantly buttoned up and stayed an Anglo-Saxon culture, it was a handshake.
Yes.
And I noticed the other day, what was it I saw? It was a conference program that included a session for women executives to learn how to shake hands without a limp hand, but to learn how to shake hands firmly.
It should be thumb to thumb, you know, the corner of the hand. You're actually gripping the palm, not the fingers.
But then actually to shake hands, not just to put your hand into the man's
hand. As if you're about to be kissed.
Yes, yes. And sort of there was a lesson on this
a
Women in Leadership conference.
Kidding me.
I'm not.
How to
learn how to shake hands the way men do. This sort of stuff is apparently something that has to be taught.
Yeah.
But what concerns me is as we become increasingly multicultural, there are cultures for which kissing is completely alien or even taboo.
That's right. And I think it's worth, okay, multicultural, and Australia is gradually developing its own culture with the beautiful mix that we have in this country. It's fabulous. But one still has to be respectful and knowing a little bit about the other cultures that are in this country, because some are more reserved. And then, of course, there are religious taboos, John, aren't there? So, for instance, you will not touch a woman who is a Hasidic Jew, as I understand it.
And
you
or can from tell the Islamic
by the dress or the very
they...
Orthodox or the Islamic communities, yeah. Especially the women who are completely covered. So there are those religious courtesies to be observed, as well as cultural courtesies. And if you don't know, I would be researching before I go hugging anybody, what is the norm in that culture before I go to meet such a person.
1300 222 774 if you'd like to join in, and lots of texters already have. 1300 222 774. Tim's in Pasco Vale, and he's been quick off the mark. Good morning to you, Tim. I'll get to texts in a moment, but good morning, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good, good. You're through to Jackie.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, Jackie. I'm English. I've actually been brought up in an English family,
yeah.
And I married an Italian probably 2 years ago. And I discovered that I have to kiss all of my relatives. But I don't have to kiss anybody else. So if I meet somebody at a party or in the street or something, we don't do any kissing at all.
No.
So
it's reserved for family and very close friends.
That's right. And I find myself doing odd things. Like one day I met my zio, who's Italian for uncle.
Yeah.
And I gave him a kiss, and he looked at me as if I was a great big something else.
How and, confusing.
And it was a bit confusing for me because in my culture, we never kiss, unless we really, really like somebody.
It's not
but
proper.
Now, no, but the Italians do.
Yeah.
But if we meet somebody, we don't kiss them. It's an improper thing to do.
So not at the first meeting,
well,
only
you wouldn't
after
do it,
the second or third meeting. Yes?
Oh, well, not even that. If you meet somebody in the street, you might have known her for years, but you wouldn't kiss them.
No.
Is there a gender divide as well, Tim? I think women are much more likely to kiss women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Than women are to kiss men, or men are to kiss men.
Yes, and sometimes they offer their cheek to you, and I feel a bit awkward, but give them a kiss if you have to. And sometimes do the air kiss as well. You sort of go from side to side and
that's what
deliberately.
It should be. It's not a slobbery on the cheek.
No.
Did you get kissing lessons when you started out with your now wife, Tim?
That's a bit of a leading question, but...
well, no, I didn't mean with your wife. I meant for the relatives.
No, it was just sort of I followed the lead of my wife.
Okay, so she set an example.
Yes, she did, yes.
Okay. It's interesting because, it's a cross-cultural issue. So what about your family, your English family, rather than your Italian family? Have they taken any of this on board?
Not at all. No, they when my father was alive, he thought it was very weird. He says, "Oh, what the hell's going on here?" he wouldn't. He wouldn't enjoy. He didn't enjoy it, and he wouldn't go into it. No, he was very much. I'm English. I won't be doing it.
So yeah, because Jackie, there's a cross-cultural, but also a cross-generational.
Absolutely,
clash
yes.
Here.
Yes, there is. And your wife, Tim, would have to learn to be a bit more reserved with your English family, is that right?
That's correct, yes. She had a bit of trouble understanding the accent too because she was from the north of England and had to listen quite carefully to him. And, she had to adjust to the English way of doing things with him as well, yes.
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you for your stories. And Matt in Geelong. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, John. Long time listener, first time caller.
Doubly welcome,
well
Matt.
Done.
Kiss, kiss.
indeed. So I'm a member of Generation X, where X may or may not stand for ecstasy.
good one.
So when I used to go out partying with friends and we'd take various empathogenic substances, we'd hug each other because we were, realising a stronger emotional connection than we previously had before.
Mm.
And now, many years later, we've given all that away, we still hug each other, and we hug each other wherever we meet, regardless of the circumstances, because we're close and because we're bonded. And I think that's perhaps overlaps, it's a generational thing, perhaps, so that's, I'm in my mid-30s. But I think it's perhaps spilled out into other areas.
It's possibly, you're quite right. And also, when you think about it, you're hugging each other now because you genuinely feel affection for friends with whom you're close, but originally, through ecstasy or whatever, it was artificially induced.
It's artificially induced, but it's still real. And I think that that's the inducement to hug is perhaps artificial, but the connection that you feel with someone is real.
Yeah. Although at a party, you're not always with close friends. You're with strangers and goodness knows what gatecrasher and all the rest of it. So there you are hugging everybody at random. Is that really an indication of what you're feeling, or is it just being under the influence?
No, I think it is. I think it is a genuine expression of how you feel about them and how you feel about humanity in general.
Okay,
right. I think it's a very positive thing, and I think it's perhaps what you're feeling about it is because that previous conversation that you had about professional situations where you go to kiss a workmate or you don't know, you're standing in a circle and some people are hugging and you want to shake hands, and that is when it is more uncomfortable, when when a good friend hugs you in one of those circumstances, then you realize, oh, I'm not actually friends with all the people here, and I go to shake someone's hand and they look offended.
Yes.
Apart from that, I'm happy to see people hugging in the street. It's a good thing.
Okay, good on you. Thank you, Matt.
Well done. Thank you.
Lots of texts and more calls in just a moment. 1300 222 774. Nicole in Brunswick. I loved Paul Keating ushering the Queen.
Oh, yes.
A moment that brought outrage throughout Britain.
My God, he touched her.
Oh. Helen says, finally, nice to know it's okay not to kiss. I come from China. It drives me nuts when I meet someone for the first time. I don't know what to do, to kiss or not to kiss. Mm. Do it. It feels too intimate to me. Not to do it. I don't want them to think I'm rude or cold, says Helen.
But you have to take the lead of whoever it is that's introducing you to these people. So you can ask. It's easy enough to ask. And you follow their lead. If they make the move towards you, you can tell very easily, if that lunge that somebody's about to kiss you. But otherwise, it's a handshake.
Amanda, I have a dear friend who is from Iraq, and we kiss 3 times on the cheek when we greet, says Amanda. Mm. Simon in Elstonwick says, the club and drug culture has broken down the barriers for men, which is kind of what Matt from Geelong was saying about Gen X for ecstasy too. So there you are. In the UK, everyone of a certain class kisses left cheek first, then right. Certain Melbourne groups are now doing this too. And emotionally stunted people talking about intimacy. Thanks, Mick. Mm. How about talking to someone who feels this trend is a positive in a world in which non-contact, impersonal, online communication is becoming the norm?
It absolutely is positive, I think, so long as it's genuine.
I was in France as a visiting school principal at the town, the World War I famous town of Villiers-Bretonneux. At a civic event, I moved forward to thank the host principal with a handshake, and he lunged forward to kiss me. We only narrowly avoided headbutting. Rowan in Warrnambool. As an Englishwoman, I usually prefer my hand when meeting new people, but get strange reactions as many people don't expect women to shake hands, says Felicity in Country Victoria. And there was someone else saying, oh, you want to shake hands with me? I'll crush your hand. I'm a firm handshaking woman, and there's plenty of us too. Dave in Preston. Hiya, Dave.
Hello, John.
Welcome.
Hi. I tend to agree with you, John. I don't stand leave in kissing or stuff like that, because it's like if someone comes to the door and you don't know who someone comes to the door, you don't let them in. So if you go to a party, you don't know anyone, why would you make an approach?
Exactly. That's a good point, because you don't know them. There's no closeness, and therefore it's false. And that's not how it's done in most European countries for which it is the cultural norm.
Do you think you'll change, though, Dave?
Not now, John. I'm too old. But the one thing I will say is...
Never too old to change, Dave.
Besides, obviously, you love your own children. You love your own children. I can't feel that love for someone else, even though I respect their cultures and that. I'm just not that way inclined.
All right. Good to hear from you, and thanks. In Fitzroy. Hi, Poppy.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Poppy.
I'm just listening to this, and I was a little bit kind of concerned when Jackie said to somebody else that it's not proper to hug and kiss people who you don't know that well, because there's definitely people who you meet and you have a rapport with, and Yeah. You want to express your affection for them. So you just sound a little bit stuffy, to be honest.
Well, thank you for saying that. No, what I meant is if you have a genuine feeling for the person, you've met them, you know them, that's fine. But not on first greeting, that's what I meant.
I don't know, though. I think that sometimes you can meet someone and you can kind of want to hug them or... and there's nothing kind of wrong with that.
Not at all. And if both people are happy with it, that's fine. I think one needs to be a little bit careful that also to be sensitive to how comfortable the other person is with this. And I agree with you. I think I'm an expensive person. I come from Europe and it's not a problem for me. But I think one always needs to be sensitive. Is the other person comfortable with it or am I intruding? If the other person is comfortable, great. Absolutely wonderful. It's warm. It's lovely.
But do you think that we're living in a time where people are like more, they're disingenuous more than they're genuine?
No, there's, this is difficult because there is a lot of insecurity and a lot of competition and to a certain extent. But on the other hand, I do think we are becoming warmer. We're more expressive as the rigid rules that we used to have in days gone by are loosening.
Okay. Well, that's
better.
Yeah, that's not what it came across before.
No. Okay, thanks for pointing it out.
Okay, thank
you. Good on you, Poppy. Good to hear from you. And Sam in Port Melbourne. Hiya, Sam.
Hello, Deb. I'm an 83-year-old man. 50 years ago, I went home to my father and mother in Ireland. I had been away for 5 years, and I desperately wanted to hug my father. But we didn't do it then. And, you know, I've regretted it all my life.
It's a shame. And one wonders, did he feel the same way and also didn't dare?
Yes. But we didn't do it then.
Missed moment.
But I think it's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
And, Sam, do you have kids of your own?
Yes.
Do you hug them?
Most certainly.
Good, good.
Unselfconsciously?
Sometimes, yes.
That's wonderful.
But I do it.
And I
love them to do it to me, too.
Excellent.
What, spontaneously?
Spontaneously.
Absolutely.
And do they?
Thank you very much for listening to me.
Good to talk to you.
Fabulous.
And it's a very moving
Thank
story.
You.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Waltraud in Murrumbina, good morning to you.
Hi there. Look, my thoughts on this is that in general, as noticing with my own behavior over the years, I've grown up European with reserved parents, hugging wasn't a done thing, that there's a lot of fear within us as people, the fear of being seen and doing the wrong thing, and we're second-guessing what the other wants, and the other wants to be done to. And within that, we're denying ourselves that authenticity of following what I would call the heart these days.
Yes.
And every time I'm stepping forward wanting to do something which my heart tells me, and I then feel... Oh, no, you shouldn't be doing this. When this fear comes up, I'm checking with that fear and then going ahead with the heart, because the heart actually does know what you want. And that's what I'm hearing is sort of like not happening, shaking hands, trying to read up on cultural things. Mm. The more we read and try, you will never understand another culture if you are not the culture. And so I think you can only live your own true culture and then wait what the other person... Does she reject it or do they accept it?
Absolutely. And you can always ask, I'd love to give you a hug, do you mind? There's always that option.
Yes, John Fane, would you like to be kissed one day I see you in the street? I will try ask.
You do whatever you think's right, Walter.
Follow your heart.
Far be it for me to try and tell you what to do, or anybody else for that matter. All righty.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good to talk. Text messages. I had a senior professional position in London, hugged and greeted everybody warmly and confidently with a smile. Now I live in regional Victoria. No one touches. I miss it desperately.
Mm.
Desperate in Geelong. David says, a defence against fake intimacy in shops. When they say, how are you? I say, good morning.
Yeah.
Or good afternoon, which pretty much puts an end to it. When they say, have a great day, I say, oh, thank you. If strangers want to hug, well, go ahead, have one. What about hugging your ex-girlfriend in front of her husband?
Oh, yeah.
Andrew in Glen Iris says, I want to meet Poppy. Oh, wow. No kiss, then no issue. The kisser always risks imposition. No kiss, no problem. I hate it. Find it tends to come from shallow people. Coffee has driven an increase in greeting kisses. Do you think you can tell how someone greets by the choice of their brew, says Eddie. Chaim from Caulfield says, I belong to a culture where men and women do not touch, which would be the religious Jewish community, judging by Chaim from Caulfield. It's extremely embarrassing when a woman pushes her hand at me, expecting me to grasp it. It puts me and others in an awkward position. Paul in Point Cook says, I've got Asperger's syndrome and I'm English. Hugging and kissing in public, difficult. Came out here as a backpacker. Married to a Greek woman now. Culture clash. When our first son died, my parents wouldn't come to the funeral because they hadn't been actually formally invited, says Paul. What about men who try to sneak a kiss on the lips with women under the guise of friendship? Jill in St Kilda says, I went to kiss my mother-in-law hello the other day and got her smack on the lips. Now that was awkward. And in our Pentecostal church, says Roberta in East Gippsland, we've been greeting each other in church with hugs and kisses on the cheek for years. I was a bit puzzled when it started to spread. Were there lots of new Christians around? Thanks for the show. Hug, hug, kissy, kissy from Roberta. So good on you, Roberta, and thank you for joining in. Kim in Camberwell, good morning.
Yes, good morning, John. Hello, Jackie.
Hey.
Welcome. I'd like to talk about my child who's a teenager and at secondary school. The children who are friends hug each other.
Yep.
And it's very, very normal.
Yes.
And I think sometimes that this might have grown up as an antidote to Facebooking and texting, which is where you're so removed.
Yes, exactly. It's good.
But there is a social problem that she has a friend. She has lots of friends, but this particular friend she will hug socially.
Yes.
And this friend has a significant other, and the parents of the significant other are from an English background and quite frown upon it.
Oh.
And this has been passed down, don't hug me when she's around.
Okay.
Sure. Sad.
Yes.
It is a shame, but then one has to respect our elders and betters, and I don't mean that literally, so...
So it's, you know, yes, she's grown up.
Yeah.
The friends hug. But in this particular instance, it's awkward. Yeah, and it's discussed because it's awkward.
What a shame. And, of course, yes, you hold back in those circumstances and all it creates is that the friends hug when the parents aren't around and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a shame.
And, you know, hugging is just so normal
for
the kids at this age.
Yep.
But I really do think some of it is an antidote to this fact that socially they talk, but they're so physically separate.
So very removed,
It's also, I think it's an antidote to bullying, isn't it too, Kim?
Yes, I think it is a protection that you're saying, this is my friend, this is not a bully.
Mm.
Good on you, Kim.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Anne in Gisborne. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hi, John.
Hello, Anne.
Oh, hello.
And Jackie.
Yes, I was just wanting to talk about this kissing of men and women.
Yeah.
And we always kiss at church because in the Bible, Paul says, greet each other with a Christian kiss. So we always kiss in church and hug too.
All right.
Yeah.
But the Bible tells you to do all sorts of things you wouldn't do as well, Anne. So you selectively pick out the ones you want to do but not the ones you don't want to do.
No. You just all kiss. Whoever is there that you meet, then you kiss them and you...
And it's a sign of warmth.
Pardon?
It's a sign of warmth.
And also we're just following what Paul said in the Bible, that we should greet each other.
What about outside of church, though, Anne? Do you greet people if you see someone in the street who you sort of know, or...?
Oh, yes.
Do you kiss people who are neighbours when you see them?
Yes, if there's someone in the street that I know and I haven't, you know, going down the town or something and we meet, that's the first thing we do is hug and kiss.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good to hear from you. And Eve in South Yarra's next. Hi, Eve.
Hello. I had all sorts of opinions, but the people before me have sort of canvassed them. But I just wanted to quickly say that I guess I felt a little bit annoyed with the conversation because I felt that if there's any further objection to people connecting in this world or any sort of rule of etiquette saying, oh, it's awkward, you know, I just felt like that's the last thing we need. It's the last
Absolutely.
Thing we need.
And Eve, you know, I think something is only awkward until we become used to it. And I think the only thing we need to remember here is to respect the sensitivities of others and not lunge just because it feels right to us. Otherwise, I'm all for it.
Yes, but I guess also sometimes doing something awkward can be awkward the first or second time and then, as you just said, become better. So I just feel that, you know, human relations can be socially anxiety provoking, I guess.
It can be,
and,
yes.
And we can't put a stop to that.
That's no, absolutely not. It has to be, though, within a context. I mean, in a business meeting, if you're a business person, you're going into some kind of conference or something, you can't lunge and kiss people there because it's the wrong setting. It's a formal setting. You don't know them. It would be inappropriate. So there still are sensitivities that one needs to take into account.
Quite right.
Yeah. Good on you, Eve. Thank you.
Thank you.
A couple of text messages psychoanalysing me, including David from Sandhurst, who says, John, you're constantly disclosing the lack of affection you must have received as a child, and you therefore clearly have a fear of intimacy. Don't try and put people off showing public affection. It's horrendous. David, I've got really bad news for you. If you're trying to analyse me based on the things I say while I'm sitting here with a headset on, performing for 3.5 hours a day and saying things for the radio, I'm afraid that's like trying to analyse an actor whilst they're playing a role in a film.
True.
So, David, I think you need to just lighten up a little bit yourself. If I can analyse, maybe you missed out a little bit earlier in life in understanding quite how things work, and I'll return the favour. And there was no lack of intimacy in my childhood, and sometimes we're doing things on the radio because we think it's a conversation the community wants to have, not because it's me revealing my inner feelings. There you go. Patsy and Elwood says, what rubbish, all Christians do not go around kissing each other. Coaching teenage girls now at netball, it's taught me to hug, says Lynn in Tassie. Such a difficult age, but so giving of life too, and a hug fixes a lot of problems, not just those on court. What a first world problem. I'm going to give my Italian cousins a laugh when they find out that this topic has actually caused discussion on a radio station. And speaking of Italians, I'm brought up in an Italian family. I've been desensitized to kissing relatives, but I'm not a fan of hugging and kissing in general. I think it's overdone. I don't believe it shows genuine affection. It's just a nicety. I prefer genuine intimacy, laughing, talking, spending time together, and air kissing does not replace that. Lots more of your texts and your calls. The discussion continues after the news headlines. On the Monash, a reminder, all lanes now closed in both directions. One lane was open outbound, but inbound has been closed at Warrigal Road, but now outbound closed at Turek Road due to an earlier collision. So between Warrigal Road and Turek Road, the Monash now shut in both directions. Both directions on the Monash. Heavy vehicles use Kingsway. Dandenong Road is the through road. Otherwise, there are local roads to get you round between Warrigal Road and Turek Road, including Waverley Road, I suppose Burwood Highway, lots of ways around there, including Dandenong Road if you're going all the way through. The road will not reopen until about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So there you go. Jackie, thank you indeed.
Thank you very much, John.
It's been good to talk to you. Jackie Wise, etiquette coach and teacher from Wise Ways. I'm looking forward to more of your calls. Don't go away. Jackie has to go, but I'll have a chat to you about hugging, kissing, and what we're calling the false intimacy that's enveloped our community. But we'll do more of that after the news headlines with Tim Callan. And thanks, Tim.